Everyone, this is Kate Sharp. Alex pulled out the chair for me and smoothly confiscated what seemed to be the only empty chair in the whole place from a nearby table, pulling it up beside me and taking a seat. A man at the far end of the table raised his mug at me.
Ah, the Hollywood location scout come to rescue us.
He had a rough around the edges look about him, like he could have been turned out in pressed clothes and with combed hair and less stubble if he cared, but he didn't. I put his age at mid to late 30s, but it was hard to tell because his black hair hung low and scruffy over his pronounced brow. The collar of his shirt was crumpled up on one side, smashed into the worn lapel of a mustard-colored blazer. His light brown eyes twinkled.
Nice to meet the amazing Kate. I'm Felix Carrick.
Felix is our cinematographer, Alex said.
Hi, Felix. Nice to meet you, but I think you've got a mistaken impression about me. I'm not amazing.
You are, according to Alex. He says you're a walking, talking Jane Austen encyclopedia.
I shot a glance at Alex, who shook his head.
Felix's specialty is exaggeration.
I do know a little about Jane Austen, but I'm certainly not an expert. I'd done grad work in English Lit and planned to write my dissertation about Jane Austen, but that had been a long time ago. Another lifetime, it seemed. I do love her books.
Doesn't everyone? Felix said.
Don't be sarcastic, Felix, said a young woman with several eyebrow rings and short blonde hair, except for her bangs, which were bright fuchsia. She wore a poncho made of rough, natural-looking fibers over a pink, long-sleeved T-shirt.
Ah, sarcasm. The province of the young, or so they think, Felix said.
The poncho flared as the woman extended her hand to me.
I'm Melissa Milbank. Continuity.
I shook her hand and said hello, while Felix watched us from his sprawled position. Melissa turned back to Felix.
Just because you don't like Austen doesn't mean you have to diss her. Yes, yes, I know. It's the universal love of dear Jane that will make our project a success. I know the drill. I'll spout the correct propaganda when I'm interviewed for the featurette.
He heaved a mock theatrical sigh.
And I thought escaping the corporate world would mean I didn't have to toe the party line. I should have known better.
So, you're new to film production? I asked, to be polite.
Been doing it for years. Only up until 3 years ago, it was for corporations. But let's get back to you, Kate.
His face turned serious.
The question is, what camp are you?
Camp? He leaned forward.
Yes. What kind of Janeite are you? Are you a gentle Jane adherent? Do you think she was a quiet spinster writing novels about true love? Or are you in the feminist camp?
He asked, with a quick glance at the other woman at the table, whose head was bent over a sheet of paper beside a young, lanky guy. The two were involved in an intense discussion.
Was Jane years ahead of her time, writing in code, as it were, subverting the status quo with feminist subtexts?
I think she was an excellent writer.
Ah, you're no fun.
She's got your number, doesn't she, Felix? Melissa turned to me.
Felix is our resident troublemaker. Don't take the bait and you'll drive him crazy. But it seems you've already figured that out. It's something I have a hard time remembering.
The conversation between the woman who was seated beside Melissa and the long-limbed young man ended. Gathering his papers, he stood, stuck a pencil behind his ear, and grinned at me.
Paul Alexander, first AD.
I had a quick impression of his height. He had to be over 6'5", but he wasn't burly. He was all bony shoulders and arms, and looked like he hadn't had a square meal in weeks. I shook his hand, and he gulped down the last of his coffee from his standing position before he hurried away through the tables.